Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Jamie Cohen Walker, Bucks County mom, who is a longtime, you know, local resident in the suburbs, former certified reading specialist, and now a stay-at-home mom with three young children. But COVID, I just want to, for the background of it, Jamie, welcome in. And COVID really changed all of our lives, but I think opened our eyes to some things. Am I right here?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And you've written the fact that you have written about yourself that you're politically moderate, former, you call yourself a former Democrat.
And I was, yep.
And I think this happened to so many people, but especially moms like you. And all of a sudden you said, you know what? I don't like these guys' policy, and I'm going to look for somebody that aligns more with protecting my kids and what I believe in. And that landed you on the R side. And so at this point, I know that you've been writing, you've been busy. Can you update us? Because we haven't talked in a little bit about what has been going on. So you have battled in court, and basically the focus is on children, kids, and all of that. But take me through what have you accomplished? What are you still embroiled in? And take me through what you're doing right now.
Well, right now, I'm still actually involved in a lawsuit with the county commissioners. They still haven't released emails that I won back in like 2022. Luckily, Judicial Watch is helping with my lawsuit, with helping me try to get the emails, because financially, average people cannot fight the government. You just can't. They have all your tax money. They can use it. They can do whatever they want with it. So I'm still trying to battle and get these emails that I actually won. It's amazing what they are going through to not give them to me.
And so you think about this. You and I know Meg Brock, and I've talked to other moms. So you've properly filed Freedom of Information requests. You had to go through the process legally. The courts sided with you, and they've ordered transparency in government. These are your taxpayer dollars, and they're still refusing to release the information.
They're refusing. They're spending a lot of money fighting me to get these emails. I mean, it's just crazy. If people really could understand what's going on, I think they would all be very upset about it. But, you know, it's just hard to get the message out. But it's our tax money that they're using. Like, I'm using my own money to sue myself. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And the thing with open record law and winning them, it's like there's no way to really force anyone to do anything. You win them and they don't give them to you. It's like, well, you know, what are you going to do? You have to take me to court and spend your own money. And it's a mess.
It is. And in your latest piece, the headline that caught our eye, it's an opinion piece. And the headline is, Democrats are obsessed with abortion. You go through it and talk about why, you know, who you are, what you're all about, but that this one issue is not enough to earn your vote. Can you take me through, first of all, the op-ed you wrote, why you wrote it, the reaction you're getting?
Sure. Well, I wrote a bunch of op-eds, and this one got a lot of traction for whatever reason. People are very interested in the abortion issue. I'm not against, you know, I'm pro-choice, you know, with reasonable limits to abortion. I'm not against abortion, but the Democratic Party, that is like their only topic around here. Like the woman who's running for Congress against our congressman, on all her signs, it says the only pro-choice candidate, the only pro-choice candidate. Some of the state reps on the Democratic side, that's all they put on their signs. It's like their only issue. It's like they don't talk about anything else except abortion. It's crazy to me that people are not kind of offended by this, like as women, because it's like kind of saying like we need these politicians to like help us make decisions, and they're the only people that can stop us from having an unwanted pregnancy. I just find it like insulting at this point in 2024.
Yeah, and you point out in your Delaware Valley Journal op-ed piece, Jamie, that the DNC, and this was something that, you know, I had talked about, we all had talked about, what they had set up a tent that was saying, hey, get your free abortion, as if it's like a spa day, which it's not, or it's popcorn. That was weird. That was just, talk about weird. But I think part of this is, and I've tried to, you know, I've tried to talk about this, Republicans need to get it together with how to talk about this issue and how to own this issue. And I think that's why the Democrats, they obviously don't have much else with the economy, inflation, and pretty much horrible candidates that are either tied or winning in a lot of the polls by just hiding. That shows you a lot. And so for me, this is, as I always say, the GOP, RNC, you've got to get it together. So where do you think that Republicans or conservatives could talk about this in a way that is more mainstream?
Well, first of all, I think the Republicans should focus on the fact that the Democrat, and I didn't even put this in my op-ed because it would just have gotten too long. The Democrats have a bill right now that there was a hearing about, I think in December, that actually takes away any limits or any restrictions of abortion. Maybe this will be my next op-ed, but there was a hearing about it. You can watch it. They want us to not have one restriction on abortion, and they basically say it, and they don't come out and say it just like that, but that is what they are saying. They want it to go to the ninth month of pregnancy. They want to, you know, a lot of this is they're pushing maybe for children to be able to have abortions without telling their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Republicans could focus on the extreme aspects of what the Democrats actually want, that's where you go, because we are not an extreme society. I think most people want reasonable limits to this stuff.
Yeah, and you point out in there that more than 60% of these procedures are done with a pill. So it's not a physical surgical procedure. Generally speaking, it's supposed to be early on. I'll point out to you that when I researched, remember recently Oprah Winfrey had that, pre-taped town hall or whatever that was with the vice president, with Vice President Harris. And in that, it was heart-wrenching. They had these women on there who had said that two women had died, and they blamed the fact that there were laws, stricter laws. The truth is, I researched it. The complications arose because the women had taken mifepristone, the abortion medication, and these were later in pregnancy. Sometimes you can have complications. Nobody talks about any of this stuff. And the reason
no one says anything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so that's
Nobody says anything about it. And that is what the Republicans should be talking about, that, you know, they just want no restrictions on anything. You know, I have teenage daughters, and they get advertisements for abortion, like, you know, because they're in that target audience age group. You can just go, like, you can just make an appointment, like, online and ask for the pills, basically. There's not too many restrictions to that around here.
Yeah,
nobody talks about that.
First and foremost, Republicans should say, in my opinion, Republicans should say, these so-called birth control pills could be repackaged as medication. It mitigates your monthly, whatever you want to call it, all the symptoms, and shortens your period. Like, we need to be blunt and really talk about. I know some people are like, oh, gosh, Dawn, here she goes. But I'm telling you.
Edward,
I know. Don't talk about bleeding. But seriously,
it needs to be talked about.
If we talk about it, Republicans would own the issue. And because it's a sin that we're not having a real conversation.
Well, you know, and I saw something on Facebook or Twitter that Josh Shapiro was just at a reproductive rights rally in Montgomery County. So the Democrats have no issues talking about it. Like, that's their main, that is all they talk about, is fighting for reproductive rights, which means it means abortion. That's all they want to do. And the Republicans just don't talk about the downsides of it, and what's, like, how there is really a bill that they want to, you know, stop all restrictions of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, but it's like becoming like an obsession for the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I guess it's because the Republicans don't say anything about it enough. I think like nationally, Trump is trying to say, you know, it's nothing to do with the federal government anymore.
Right.
He's trying, but...
And that's just the biggest issue, that the problem is, and that's why the Vice President Harris coming out and saying, oh, this is, you know, I'll bring back the filibuster. And she's trying every which way to bait Republicans into that. And it's like, no, anything you do, anything you try at the federal level, the Supreme Court has ruled. And so it's no longer a federal issue. It's purely a state's issue.
Exactly. And that's what our congresswoman or the woman running for Congress against Brian Fitzpatrick keeps saying about him, that he'll ban abortion. That's what Bob Casey is saying about Dave McCormick. He'll ban abortion. And they're being honest. They're like, it's not our issue.
Right.
It's a state's issue.
And they need to push.
Try to put it. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm saying Democrats try to push this issue on every level of government. Like I wrote this in the op-ed in 2023, people don't even know what a county commissioner is and what they do. But the Democrats ran on the Republicans being against abortion at the county level, which they have no control over abortion laws. I mean, there's nothing to do with it. Like I see even the candidates, the Democratic candidates running for like statewide positions, like auditor general, all that stuff. They use abortion too. It's like, it's out of control with mm-hmm. abortion already.
Yeah. And it's,
there's other issues, you know?
Yeah. And I love that you brought up Plan B, which I'm the only one I thought who brought it up, because if you, I mean, you have teenagers, I have teenagers. So that's all you hear about. And so
Yeah, is this really an issue for young girls anymore? I mean,
no.
they have so many more options that you and I had, you know, at that age. Anybody can go on Amazon and get Plan B. Most, you know, it's just so widely available to young girls and to boys that get it for girls, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not an issue, especially in Pennsylvania, where our governor makes TikToks about abortion.
Yes.
Saying he will never ban it. And streams it to young kids. Like, they know what they're doing. The Democrats are really good at this.
Yeah. But in truth, what I don't get, it's a little dangerous because it is misinformation about health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's a real problem. And even Plan B, why isn't Plan B in every emergency department where they would say, if you've been raped or incest or whatever, get there, they'll give this to you for free. Make sure you get your period. It's not an abortion. But just do it immediately. Educate people on that. And so
maybe they do and they don't tell, you know, nobody's telling us this happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just so crazy that they can just keep using this issue and people kind of buy into it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and maybe to your
people
point,
people are buying in less. I don't mean to interject here, but Maisie, my wife, I'll be completely honest. She was very much a one-topic voter. She swings Republican on almost every topic, but the emotional pull that the Democrats had really sunk in with her for the topic of abortion.
Yeah.
And now you see all the ads during football that Kamala's running, and she's kind of to the point now where. The Republicans, what they did was good enough. And you have a lot of these, you know, moderate Republicans, as you're speaking of, calling for exceptions for rape, exceptions for, you know, incest and women's health. And Maisie, I remember she cried to me one night. She said, Dan, look, as much as I want to vote Republican, I'm scared for my life. You know, if I get pregnant, I don't want to fall into a position where the government chooses between the life of me or the life of a child. And I fear that's where we're going with a lot of the conservatives, what they're putting out there. And I'm not going to have a choice because there's not going to be any chance for these exceptions and such. And now this whole new reframing of abortion has completely gotten her to the point where I look at her during these commercials and she's just looking at her phone. She doesn't care anymore. And it's not really sinking in like it used to. And I think you guys are 100% right. This reframing of abortion is huge for capturing the female vote.
You know, that's good. That makes me happy that at least maybe it's not working as well. Because you know what? When they overturned Roe, I said, like, I thought the same thing. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, women did fight for many years to, you know, have safe abortions and everything. I don't think the right should be taken and given to the government, you know, with reasonable limits. What the Democrats are doing now in Pennsylvania, and people probably don't know about it, they really are pushing for no limits. They want us to have, you know, it could be up into the 9th month, no parental consent. So it's strange that anybody would even want this, you know, mm-hmm. But
you also,
I don't know.
You also have been, you know, you have been involved in spreading awareness about, you know, Title IX, and you had a great line in your op-ed as well, Jamie, where you talked about you feel that Democrats pretend like they want to protect women, yet they allow, as far as girls' sports, they will allow a biological male to compete against a girl in sports or use a girl's bathroom. And so
they definitely will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, just in Central Bucks alone, you know, the Republican board did have a policy to protect female sports. Like it was policy, I think 123.3 or something. And the Democratic board did just retire that policy. So there is no policy to protect female sports now in our school district. Like they're saying, oh, well, you know, we'll see what happens. If we'll deal with it. Basically, we'll deal with it when it's a problem.
Yes.
I mean, is that fair to girls?
Right.
You know, you're going to make them go through that. I remember talking to Paula Scanlon, and
yes,
she was forced to change in locker rooms with boys, and you know, they're not protecting women at all, letting
so
men go into their spaces. So they are not the party that protects women by any means.
Well, Jamie, I hope you come back. I loved, you know, just getting an update from you and getting your viewpoint on this, just trying to get the word out. And whether it's, you know, in Bucks County or in Pennsylvania or beyond, we just need more women like you with a great voice. And I love that you're just at the end of the day, I think the common thread is that we love our kids and we're fighting for our kids, fighting for our daughters and our sons. And so we just appreciate the positive energy that you bring to it and the common sense answer to it all.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I never thought I would like be an op-ed writer like in my whole life. But like I said to like my husband, I'm like, the Democrats just do stuff that makes it so easy for me to write things. So here I am.
Well, Jamie Walker, you're the best.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.